Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages. It's the daily podcast where we read for the very first time with live, fresh impressions, The Narrow Road Between Desires. This is page number 128. And tried to look cross, but he wasn't good at it. His features were too friendly. While he was clearly trying for a scowl, his freckled face just barely held a frown. Not bothering to look up at the boy, Bast held out a small book bound in deep green leather. When the boy reached out and took it with both hands, Bast felt the faintest thread of debt pull loose inside him. Kostrel opened the book and flipped some pages. "Looks like herbs or something?" Bast shrugged, continuing to stare pensively at the scattering of embers on the ground. Kostrel's attempt at petulance faded, and his expression returned to its more natural curiosity. "So," he said casually, "did you manage to catch Emberly?" This pulled Bast's attention away from the stones, and he looked up at the boy. "I did," Bast said slowly, eyes still fixed carefully on Kostrel's face. He saw it there again. Something sitting not quite right, not fear or even nervousness. Those were too big and would be obvious as a burr on his cuff. This was more like a grain of sand down the collar of his shirt. Kostrel saw him staring and looked away. And that's the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Forever Ben.
And I am always RJ from RJ Land. What book is this? Do we know?
Ereborica, maybe?
Wrapped in, bound in deep green leather. It sounds like some kind of herb book. I feel like maybe there's a hint we should pick up on or a reason for this. It might come to me.
What I like is that it seems that Bast has just like plucked a book at random off the shelf at the Waystone. And like he wanted a book. He didn't say what kind of book. Here's a book. So enjoy, I guess.
Wow.
My debt to you is square.
Who does that remind us of? Just read this random ass book. I don't know what's in it.
Well, it sounds like
puppet. I don't know.
Elodin.
Oh,
when Elodin gave them book list. Oh.
Maybe. Yeah.
Gave them that book list.
Right.
Well, puppet. Yeah, puppet might do that. Puppet seems.
No. Puppet's way more. I feel like puppet's way more purposeful, though.
Yes.
Weird but purposeful.
Weird but purposeful. Bast is, I think. His weirdness is wider because we don't always know what he's doing. Or
well, Bast has a whole other, like, just an absolutely alien set of like assumptions about the world, right? And so yeah, definitely a different kind of weirdness for him.
He is a wide amount of weirdness. I like the way you put that, RJ.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like the way Patrick Rothfuss put Bast felt the faintest thread of debt pull loose inside him.
That sounds like so satisfying. Like, I don't know what that sensation is, but it sounds like the kind of thing where like you straighten up a little bit and like a couple of your vertebrae crack and it's just like you know.
Yeah, or if someone's ever rubbing a knot, if you're getting a massage and someone rubs a perfect knot right out and you just feel that relief.
To me, it feels like sometimes with anxiety, at least for me, it can feel like a tangle, like your chest, like something's tangled in your chest, like yarn or like a bad cloud or something. And I can kind of feel that sensation of a little bit of that loosening up. I can almost like feel how that would feel. Just kind of, okay, a little easier. A little less tight.
I'm with you.
So this thing where there's a strange thing about Kostrel bringing up Emberly here, and we're gonna have to wait to find out exactly what that is. But But I think one of us mentioned on a previous page that maybe like it was like she sent him to barter that knowledge with Bast.
Right, because I'm wondering if he knows her or something, or if they, right, like if they have an agreement, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you manage to catch Emberly? And I'm just wondering about the terminology.
Well, I think it sounds to me like he knows full well that like that Bast was intended to catch Emberly. Like that he's part of that whole plot is way too sinister, but like plan.
I don't know. Interesting.
Patrick agrees, not Rothfuss, the other one. Our Patrick agrees and says...
Patrick Rothfuss may or may not agree.
Yeah, we'll find out. what's the word I'm looking for? We can surmise later if Patrick the Rothfuss does in fact agree or not.
Right, after we have read the text and it's completion. Yes.
Okay, so do we have anything else? Right now,
I think we have a letter.
We do have a letter. That's what I wanted to get to. I'm so excited.
Do you want
to
read it?
I do want to read it because it is super duper fun. And it's from our lovely Jade Blade.
The Blade. And
she writes to us saying thusly, setting aside the lightning tree, do you all think that Bast would have put Reich so far under his obligation if he hadn't been under an obligation himself, or would he given him a fairer fairy deal? And that's a fun question, and like I want to have a whole discussion about it, but I think the obvious answer is just simply no. There would not have been any. Like, he wouldn't have even entertained the idea of giving him any deal at all. Like, it wouldn't have been a fairer deal. He wouldn't have done anything for him because he had burned him already. Like, he doesn't want to see him. He doesn't want to know about him. He doesn't want him anywhere near the lightning tree. He would never have done the additional deal with Reich if there hadn't already been the pre-existing, like, accidental obligation on Bast. That's my take.
What do you think, Vin?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I have to give it some more thought to tell you the truth, that I don't have anything to contribute at the moment. I apologize. I wish I did. But how about you, RJ?
That's a good question.
I can see RJ wanting to be contrarian, but totally entrapped in the logic of my position.
Yeah, sure, John. That's what you can see. You're so smart.
That's what you see.
I don't even have to talk. No, your point is a solid one. I think that Bass could have been convinced otherwise, other than the obligation. I don't really think Bast would have cut Reich much of a deal at all if it weren't for the obligation. I do think that Reich is able to get some, to wring some pity out of him. I don't think Bast is, he's pretty staunchly set against forgiving Reich.
Yep.
But I do think that he would have been able to be convinced without the obligation. I think it would have been more difficult, and I do think that he would definitely not have gone as hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think also that question depends on how we think, you know, how does Bast consider, like, killing a human? I still think that whether or not he has any moral quandaries about it, or kill it, or making a human gone, right? That's still a lot of work for him. So I still think
the overriding interest is Bast's laziness, essentially.
I think so, and just yeah. What he has to do, how much it could get Quoth in trouble,
right?
I still think yeah, that he would have been kind of hard on Reich.
Well, and we do have like an actual, like we have the counterfactual, because the counterfactual is the lightning tree.
And the thing is, like, also, how upset is Bast with Reich? You know, he's pretty pissed off at him.
Yeah.
And, you know, the heart of this question, I guess, is like, you know, how much pain or Bast is under, or duress, I should say, he's under, mm-hmm. that would cause him to want to elicit more of a response against Reich, right? Like, because you effed me, how much am I gonna F you? And that is, I think, what the heart of the question derives.
Yeah.
So it's very open ended, you know. It's like something. It's like it's a discussion that.
Yeah, I don't know. For me. Okay, so it like you have two different, logically consistent versions of the story, right? Like in the lightning tree, like he is simply convinced by the piteousness of Reich. But in this version, I think he would not have been convinced, and he only did it because he had the obligation. And those are two separate but equally like consistent versions of the story, depending on which one you're in.
So we should focus on this version.
Yes, I think in this version he does not give Reich another deal or another chance at all. Period. So,
well, we will give you all the chances in the world on tomorrow's narrow page.
Page.